Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Lucas is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Ella. So we're going to see if we can figure out why she's ghosting him when we call her in just a second. But first, Lucas, how long has it been since you heard from Ella?
It's been like a week.
So did you try contacting her after the date, or was that the last time you guys spoke?
I did contact her after, and I hadn't heard from her. There was no response.
Can you tell us about the date?
Yeah, so, the way we met, though, we were met at an office party of the company that I currently work at. Met there, and we spent that night just hanging out, talking about, you know, life and everything, and other stuff, and I asked her to get coffee a few days after that, and then we did, and I found she was just like really easy to talk to, really easy to get along with. I felt, you know, I didn't feel like I had to try so hard with her. She was really easygoing and gorgeous, and funny, kind.
Aww.
And yeah, and so then I did ask her out again after, and I just never heard back.
You said you met her at an office party. Could she be one of your bosses that you just don't know is your boss?
I have no idea. I mean, like, I don't even know if she works for the company. Well, she said that she was a guest of someone at the party. So that's all I know.
Okay.
Was there anything that happened on the date that was kind of awkward or weird that would make her maybe not want to talk to you again? Now, obviously, you're lovely, Lucas. This isn't, you know, that, but...
Ooh, I like that. Lovely Lucas.
Well, I mean, I do have a tendency sometimes to, when I'm talking, I might raise my voice a little without realizing that I'm speaking a little bit louder than usual.
Okay.
Because, like, sometimes I get a little excited when I talk, or I get, you know, like, when I get really happy, sometimes I don't realize the volume of my voice should be a little lower.
I can't control the volume of my voice.
So you're saying you yelled at her and she may not have realized that was normal.
Oh, God. I hope she didn't think I was yelling at her for any reason. I had no reason to yell at her, but if my voice was a little louder than usual, then I apologize.
Okay. Well, I mean, that could be, you know, maybe she thought you know, some people are very uncomfortable with loud people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In general.
That could have been it. I think I'm still kind of suspect as to who she was even at that party with, going back to like the other thing. Because we don't know if it's like one of her friends. Maybe her friends got a crush on you, you know, like maybe you're just like off limits or something.
I never thought of myself as off limits before.
Time to start thinking of yourself that way, big boy. All right, man. Well, let's play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and see if we can get her to tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for the first date follow-up, we've got lovely Lucas on the phone. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Ella, and he doesn't know why. We're about to call her and see if we can figure it out. But first, Lucas, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on the situation with Ella?
Yeah, so I met Ella at an office party at the company that I work at. She was someone's guest there, and we spent that whole night, you know, talking to get to know each other. And then I asked her to get coffee a few days later, and we did. But then after that coffee date, we just I never heard from her again, even though I asked her if she wanted to go out again, and nothing. And I thought she was great. I thought she was beautiful and funny and just really sweet.
Let's find out why she's ghosting you. You ready to call her?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Ella, please?
Speaking.
Ella, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
The whole show's here, Ella. My name is Nina. Hi.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Yep. So there's three people.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up?
Hey, I'm actually a fan of you guys. Did I win something, or?
Ella, we got an email about you from somebody you went on a date with. This is a first date follow-up. I'm guessing you know what that is.
I do. but I haven't been on that many dates lately, so I'm curious.
Well, his name is Lucas.
I remember Lucas.
Okay. And Lucas emailed us because he said he really liked you, but you've been ghosting him. Can you tell us why?
I didn't mean to ghost him. I have been a little slow to respond, though. I'm sorry about that. I should have texted him back.
So you're not ghosting?
It's just like it's a bit of a weird situation, and I've been like confused as to how to proceed. See, it's even like hard for me to like finish that sentence.
You're making this real sketchy. What's going on?
I met him at like a work party, but I went with my dad to his work party, and my dad is his boss.
So okay. Your dad's Lucas's boss?
Yeah.
And does your dad have a rule you don't date the help?
yeah. I mean, it's not bad, but it's but yeah, my dad is kind of a hard ass, and he's very like all business. It's like all he talks about. I wouldn't want to work for him. He's my dad, but he's like a tough guy. I don't know. I kind of had figured it out earlier, but I didn't say anything because we were having such a nice time. And then I felt awkward about that. And then I was just like, it was like a hot potato. I didn't know what to do. So I should have texted back, but it was like, how do you text that? Like, hey, my dad's your boss. I feel like that's going to get awkward real quick. So I wasn't sure quite how to put that in text form. It seemed like a lot for a text.
Speaking of getting awkward real quick, I mean, you listen to the show, so I'm assuming that you forgot a part of this.
What did I forget?
Lucas is on the phone listening and has been listening this whole time, wants to talk to you.
Hi, Ella.
Hey. I did forget that. hey, Lucas, I apologize.
You know what? I'm a little surprised, but it's understandable. What are the odds that I would be interested in the boss's daughter? So Mike's your dad, huh?
Yep.
What are the odds?
She was at the holiday party.
Yeah. Well, I was not expecting
party,
that.
But still, no, yeah. And I didn't think you were, and that's why I was a bit at a loss for how to tell you that. But no, I really enjoyed hanging out with you too. It just I should have said something when I figured it out, but. Yeah, I didn't want to because I was having a nice time too. But then I don't know. I mean, you know how he is. So, and I'm yeah.
He is definitely a great at his job. He's great at being a boss. We'll say that.
Very diplomatic answer, Lucas. I promise. I promise he's not in the room with me.
I'm picturing like a Tony Soprano right now. Yeah.
I had a great time with you, and I completely understand now. But, you know, I'm still open to going on a second date with you if you are. I really, you know, enjoyed your company, no pun intended.
Yeah, I really had a good time with you, too. But I'm a little concerned that it just might get really awkward. I don't want anything to affect your job. Not saying that it would, but also, you know, understandably, you know, you want to, you know, go out after a day at work and like, you know, talk about work. And I feel like that could get really weird. And, and also, you know, I don't want my dad to like look at, not saying that he would, but I just don't want to create like a weird situation for you at work. And I don't want to create a weird, you know, potential dating situation for for me or for us.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. I get that. You know, if you want, I can speak to Mike, speak to your dad about this, and let him know that I'm interested in you, and we can still keep things at work professional between me and him, and I don't need to bring my work life up, like, into my dating life with you. I'd rather not talk about work while I'm out or on a date with you or anything like that, but I would like to at least let him know so it doesn't feel like I'm doing it behind his back.
Ella, would you like to go on another date with Lucas? We'll pay for it.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, if you don't think it'll be too awkward or tricky, and I do think my dad would appreciate that if you're, and honestly, if you're up for sitting down with him and saying that, then I definitely think we should go on a second date.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like lovely Lucas is an assertive type guy.
I just also, for everybody listening, this is also a lesson. When a man is into you, you will know. This guy is ready to go and talk to your dad about wanting to go on a date. And if some dude's not even texting you back, bye.
Good point.
I will talk to him. And yeah, I am definitely, let's do it.
Sweet. Well, congratulations, Lucas. You got another date.
Love this.
All right. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. And thank you, Ella.
Yeah, thank you. No, I'm really glad that you made this happen.
Jubal's First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.